This learning module is entitled An Introduction to the JAWS Managers. There are several small programs that were developed to make it easier to customize JAWS based on your individual needs. These are utility programs that allow you to change the way JAWS speaks, add and change hotkeys, add and change prompts, and much more. You can access most of these programs through the Utilities menu on the user interface, or you can open up a list that lists all of the programs available. Currently, on my computer, the only programs I have running are JAWS and HJPAD, and HJPAD currently has the focus and is in the foreground. Please load these two programs if you have not already done so. Settings changed in the JAWS managers and utilities can be made at a default or at an application level. Default level changes affect all applications, while application level changes affect only the current application. For example, if you press Insert F2, which brings up your list of managers, and select a manager while Word is active, the changes you make will only apply to the Word program. Since I've got HJPAD running and it's maximized on my screen, I'll press Insert plus F2 now.
Run JAWS Manager dialog. List box. Configuration Manager.
1 of 10. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
The first utility is Configuration Manager, which can be used to change settings on how much or how little JAWS will speak in various situations, and we'll come back to this one later. For now, let's see what else is on the list. I'll press down arrow.
Custom Highlight Assign.
We use Custom Highlight Assign to specify colors that are then recognized by JAWS as highlighted. This is very useful in applications that do not use Windows colors or do not allow you to modify their present color settings. Down arrow again.
Dictionary Manager.
The Dictionary Manager is used to specify how JAWS pronounces words, allowing you to more easily recognize spoken information and to work more effectively. I'll press down arrow again.
Frame Viewer.
The Frame Viewer is a great new feature that allows you to specify areas within an application window that can be set to read with a keystroke in response to some change in the program or to silence a change in an application that you do not want to hear. Also, frames can be set to launch scripts to accomplish other tasks. I'll press down arrow again.
Graphics Labeler.
Windows is a graphical user interface. A graphic can be an icon, a toolbar button, or a picture in an application or on the internet. Many graphics that you encounter in Windows are already labeled. When you navigate over a graphic, JAWS reads these labels to you. Some graphics are not labeled. In this case, you might hear something like Graphic 253 or Graphic 645. The numbers vary. JAWS assigns the numbers you hear after the word graphic and uses a different number for each graphic it finds to be able to later recognize them. With JAWS, you can label graphics that don't already have a label specified. You can label graphics automatically or manually. In some cases, you may need sighted assistance to help you determine what the graphic is so that you can label it appropriately. I'll press down arrow again.
Keyboard Manager.
We use the Keyboard Manager to review, add, or change keystrokes assigned to listed actions. Down arrow again.
Mark Colors in Braille.
We use Mark Colors in Braille to specify text colors to be identified when the color attribute is selected in Configuration Manager, Braille Options. I'll press down arrow again.
Prompt Create.
Prompts are the labels spoken when you navigate to a control. However, these labels are not always spoken. Use Prompt Creator to specify the label JAWS speaks for specific controls and even include a custom tutor message to help provide navigation tips. I'll press down arrow again.
Script Manager.
Use Script Manager to write and compile scripts, which are small programs that can greatly alter how JAWS functions within applications. I'll press down arrow yet again.
Window Class Reassign.
A Windows class is a programming level label for a window or control. Some programs use non-standard Windows classes, making it difficult for JAWS to recognize and read them properly. Windows Class Reassign allows you to specify a standard Windows class assignment that JAWS can recognize and access. Let's go back and take a closer look at a few of these managers. Press the Escape key to exit the manager dialog.
Escape, edit, type of text.
Your application focus should be in the HJPAD application window, and you can confirm this by reading the title bar with Insert T.
Title equals document-hjpad.
Now I'm going to press the keystroke that will open my JAWS Manager dialog again, Insert F2.
Run JAWS Manager dialog, list box, configuration manager, 1 of 10, to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
We'll do these exercises for the most part in HJPAD. If you wish, you may go back and make some of these changes in the default.jcf file, JAWS configuration file, especially for things like typing echo, reading by sentence instead of line, and so on, as those might be used in a particular way in all programs. Remember, if we're doing this in HJPAD, these changes will only take effect in HJPAD. We landed on Configuration Manager, so I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Edit. Type of text. HJPAD JCF-JAWS Configuration Manager.
Here I am in the JAWS Configuration Manager, and the configuration that was loaded is specific to the HJPAD application. If there isn't a configuration file already in existence for a particular program, JAWS will create one as soon as you launch Configuration Manager from that list view. And the name given to that configuration is going to match the name of either the executable file, the DLL file, which is a dynamic link library file, that runs your program and will be given a JCF extension, and again, that stands for JAWS Configuration File. For example, the name of the file that runs HJPAD is called hjpad.exe, so the name of the corresponding configuration file is called hjpad.jcf. As we move on into some of the other managers in this tutorial, you'll see that they work in much the same way. Everything that you're doing in JAWS Configuration Manager is going to be done from within the menu system. Most of the things we'll be doing are under the Set Options menu. So, I'll go ahead and press Alt-S to move to and activate the Set Options menu.
Alt-S menu active, Set Options, User Options, ... To move through items, press up or down arrow, U.
Should you wish to switch from an application-specific configuration file to the default configuration file, there's a shortcut key you can press, Control plus Shift plus D. Let's not open the default file now, but stay in hjpad.jcf. However, I'll talk a little bit more about the default file for just a moment. If you activate the default JCF option, you will make changes that affect all applications. You can think of your default files, whether they're your JAWS Configuration Manager files, or Frame Manager, or Keyboard Manager, and so on, as kind of the generic set of managers files whose job it is to try to accommodate for the most probable Windows scenarios. If you're running an application that you just bought, and there are no files created for it in JAWS, JAWS will run the default.jcf file. It's important to understand that JAWS already provides manager files for many popular applications, so, in most cases, you will not have to do anything to make changes. There are also some options in your application-specific configuration files that are unavailable, but are available in the default JAWS configuration file. This is because these options are set specifically for the JAWS program. Let's go ahead and take a look at a couple of these options now. Again, we're in the file called hjpad.jcf, and you can verify this by pressing Insert T to read the title bar. Now, of course, I had just opened my menus, so first I'm going to press Alt to close those menus again.
Leaving menus.
And now I'll press Insert T.
Title equals hjpad.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
So there we hear hjpad.jcf. Now I'm going to go back to the Set Options menu with Alt plus S.
Alt S, menu active, Set Options, User Options, ...
To move through items, press up or down arrow, U.
I'm going to down arrow through this list, one at a time, and I won't say anything, I'll just let JAWS do the talking. Just listen to the items in the list, starting with User Options.
Verbosity Options, ...
V.
Text Processing, ...
E.
Format Options, ...
F.
Window Classes, ...
W.
Graphics and Symbols, ...
G.
Cursor Options, ...
C.
Keyboard Options, ...
K.
Braille Options, ...
B.
Synthesizer Options, ...
S.
HTML Options, ...
H.
Custom Highlight Options, ...
O.
Advanced Options, ...
A.
User Options, ...
U.
Okay, so we wrapped around and came back to the top of the list. And we landed on User Options, ... the ellipsis telling us that we're going to open a dialog box, so I'll press Enter now.
Enter, leaving menus, User Options, dialog, show virtual viewer on screen, checkbox checked,
to clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt W.
This is the checkmark that will allow you to show the virtual viewer on the screen, and it is checked by default. Should you not wish to show it on the screen, you still have access to it in the same exact manner, and you would uncheck this checkbox. The next section is called Typing Echo, and it's a series of radio buttons.
Tab, Typing Echo Characters Radio Button checked,
2 of 4, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
The choices here are Off, Characters, which is the default, Words, and a new one, Characters and Words. Characters and words might be a good choice for someone who's just learning to type, because they would hear their keyboard echo as they type their characters, and then they would hear the word as they press the spacebar or punctuation afterwards, and hearing the word would help them to understand, perhaps, if they had misspelled it. I'll tab to the next section.
Tab, screen echo, echo, highlighted text, radio button checked,
2 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Normally, I leave this set alone. Echo highlighted text is the default for JAWS, and typically that's what you want. Now I'll press Tab to the next control.
Tab, typing interrupt checkbox checked,
to clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt T.
Let's press Insert F1 now to see what Screen Sensitive Help says about this.
Clear this checkbox if you want JAWS to continue speaking information from the last command. Even if you press keys such as letters or numbers, you can still press Control to interrupt speech. Leave this option checked if you wish such keystrokes to interrupt speech, therefore freeing JAWS to begin speaking text from the most recent command. This option is checked by default. Press Escape to close this message.
And remember, while in Virtual Viewer, you can read around with your standard reading keys. For example, I can press Control Home.
Clear this checkbox if you want JAWS to continue speaking information from the last command. Even if you press keys such as letters or numbers, you can still press Control to interrupt.
And I'm just doing down arrows there. So I could stop on a word.
Even. Command, comma. Even. If. You. Press. Keys.
And this information can be copied to the clipboard and then pasted into other documents. I'll press Escape to get out of the virtual viewer.
Escape, typing interrupt checkbox checked.
So remember, as you go through these controls, press Insert F1 to get screen sensitive help on any of the controls that you have questions about. This is where you're going to find a tremendous amount of information on how to configure JAWS. The next control, as I press Tab.
Tab, reading interrupt checkbox checked.
To clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt R.
Is reading interrupt. And the one following that is Key Interrupt. And these are all that I'm going to talk about in this particular dialog box, so I'll just press Escape.
Escape. HJPAD JCF-JAWS Configuration Manager.
Let's go back to the Set Options menu, Alt-S.
Alt-S, menu active, Set Options, User Options, ...
To move through items, press up or down arrow,
U. Verbosity Options, ...
V.
I just pressed down arrow to move to Verbosity Options, and I'll press Enter here.
Enter, leaving menus, Verbosity Options dialog, Verbosity Level Beginner, highest radio button checked.
1 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
You have three choices here for JAWS, Beginner, Intermediate, and Advanced. Beginner has the highest level of verbosity, or information that's spoken, with advanced having the lowest. If I press tab,
tab, beginner preferences, dot 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 button, to activate, press space bar, alt B.
I land on the beginner preferences button, and there's also, beyond that, an intermediate preferences button and an advanced preferences button. I'm going to press space bar now.
Space, verbosity options dialog, beginner preferences dialog, items to be spoken list box, application start message checked.
1 of 18, to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Here we have 18 items in this list. All of them are checked except for one, which is tooltips. This includes the application start message, JAWS message, and others. If I press tab again,
tab, JAWS message length long radio button checked.
1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Here I have a choice of making the message length for JAWS long or short. To give you an example, a long message would say PC cursor when I pressed the PC cursor key. A short message would simply say PC. This is useful for those who are more familiar with JAWS and know their way around and desire less speech. The less speech you have, the faster you can work and do your job. The other buttons here are OK, Restore Default Settings, Cancel, and Help, so I'm going to press Escape to get out of this dialog.
Escape, HJPAD JCF-JAWS Configuration Manager, Verbosity Options Dialog, Beginner Preferences dot 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 button,
to activate, press space bar, Alt B.
I'll press tab to the Advanced Preferences button.
Tab, Intermediate tab, Advanced Preferences dot 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 button,
to activate, press space bar, Alt A.
And press spacebar to activate it.
Space, verbosity options dialog, advanced preferences dialog, items to be spoken list box, application start message not checked.
1 of 18, to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
In this list box, I count about 8 different checkboxes that are not checked, including the application start message, that message that says, for help press insert plus F1 F1, and so on. Also, in this particular advanced preferences, the JAWS message length is set to short as opposed to long. So you can see that you can go through and customize these preferences to your liking. I'll press Escape to go back.
Escape, HJPAD JCF-JAWS Configuration Manager, Verbosity Options Dialog, Advanced Preferences dot 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 button,
to activate, press spacebar, Alt A.
And I'll press Escape to get out of the Verbosity Options dialog box.
Escape, HJPAD JCF-JAWS Configuration Manager.
Let's go back to Set Options yet again. Alt-S.
Alt-S, menu active, Set Options, User Options.
And I silenced it there. I'll down arrow to Text Processing.
Text Processing dot 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 T.
Pressing Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, Text Processing dialog, say all line without pauses, radio button checked.
2 of 4, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
In this section, the default is now set to line without pauses. I like to down arrow one time to sentence.
Say all sentence, radio button checked.
3 of 4, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
But that's a personal choice. The other choices in this section are
tab, say all, say blank lines, checkbox not checked,
to check, press spacebar.
This particular option allows you to proofread a document while doing a say all and hear all of the blank lines spoken. Normally, during a say all, we skip over blank lines. Some of the other controls in this section that I'd like to point out are numeric date processing, which is in this section, number processing, which means that single digits would be pronounced like 1, 2, 3, 4, pairs, which would be pronounced 12, 34, and full numbers, which would be pronounced 1,234. There's also a checkbox in the text processing area called Speak Dollars. This is a nice tool, especially if you're using Microsoft Excel. With Speak Dollars checked, Excel will read dollar figures more naturally. For example, now, without this checked, it would read $1.25. If you check this and save your changes, Excel would speak as $1.25. There are several other items in this text processing dialog box. Feel free to explore them and press Insert F1 for more help on any given item. I'm going to press Escape now to go back to the main HJPAD JCF dialog.
Escape, HJPAD JCF-JAWS Configuration Manager.
And once again, I'll press Alt-S to go to the Set Options.
Alt-S, Menu Active, Set Options, User Option.
And silence it. And the next thing I'd like to look at is called Graphics and Symbols. We're going to go ahead and skip over window classes for now because that gets into more advanced topics. We'll go to Graphics and Symbols by pressing the letter G.
G, leaving menus, Graphics and Symbols dialog, Graphic Verbosity, All Graphics Radio button checked, 3 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Now, in HJPAD, we have it set to read All Graphics because we use that to get in there and show you where the graphics are. If the graphics are not labeled, JAWS will skip over them. So, we leave it set to All Graphics in HJPAD. However, if you're in a program where most of your graphics are already labeled, you're likely going to be set to read Labeled Graphics Only, which is just one choice above this. I'll press up arrow now.
Graphic Verbosity Labeled Graphics Radio button checked. 2 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
That's about the only thing I change in this area. I normally like to leave mine set to Labeled Graphics, but as I said, in HJPAD, I'm going to leave it on All Graphics, so I'll down arrow again.
Graphic Verbosity All Graphics Radio button checked. 3 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Again, there are other items in this dialog box that you can explore by pressing Tab and then Insert F1 to get more help on each item. I'm going to press Escape right now and go back.
Escape, HJPAD, JCF.
Silenced it there with Control. Alt-S for Set Options.
Alt-S, Menu Active, Set Options, User Options, ...
And I pressed Control again. The next item I'd like to look at is Cursor Options, so I'll press C.
C, leaving menus, Cursor Options dialog, notify when cursor changes shape, checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar, Alt-N.
If you're interested in hearing how the cursor changes shape in a program, for example, when the system is busy or processing, a lot of times the pointer changes to an hourglass, or when the system moves into an edit field in Microsoft Word, the pointer changes to an I-beam cursor. When the pointer is over the title bar, for example, it's simply an arrow. So if you're interested in hearing how the cursor changes shape and when it does, this is where you would check this checkbox. It's fun to try for a while and listen to it, but at times it can be annoying, so I tend to leave it off, but I do like to show people where it's at. Again, there are other controls in this dialog box that you can explore by pressing Tab and then Insert F1 on any control. Let's press Escape to get back out of here.
Escape, JPAD JCF-JAWS Configuration Manager.
I'll go back to Set Options yet again. Alt-S.
Alt-S, Menu Active, Set Options, User Options, ... To move through items, press up or down arrow, U.
And press K for Keyboard Options.
K, leaving menus, Keyboard Options dialog, General Page, JAWS Insert Key Use Numpad Insert Checkbox checked, to clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt-N.
This is something that you really don't have to worry too much about, but you can differentiate between the numpad insert and the extended insert and other things. This is a multi-level tab dialog box. You land on the general page, and there's also a page called Key Labels. I'll go ahead and press Escape, and we'll go back and look at the next one.
Escape, HJPAD, JCF.
I pressed Control for Silence and Alt-S for Set Options, and followed by Control again.
Alt-S, Menu Active, Set Option.
The next one I'd like to look at is Braille Options.
B, leaving menus, Braille Options dialog, Grade 2 Enable Translator checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
In the earlier versions of JAWS, you had to go several tabs into the dialog to find this checkbox. Here, it's the first one. If you like Grade 2 Braille, this is where you want to go to Enable Braille Grade 2 Translation, and you would press the spacebar here to check this. I'm going to press Tab.
Tab, Grade 2 Expand Current Word checkbox checked, to clear checkmark, press spacebar.
If you do change to Grade 2 Braille, which a lot of people will do, This next control, expand current word, will change the word where the cursor is from grade 2 Braille to computer Braille so that you can read it a character at a time. This is good for editing. I'll tab again to the next control.
Tab, Braille marking highlight checkbox check. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Now, in previous versions of JAWS, this was a series of radio buttons, and you could choose all, none, or one of several of these here. By default, highlight is checked. But now that we've got checkboxes, you can go through and check each item that you'd like to have checked on your Braille display. And those include highlight, bold, underline, italic, strikeout, color, and script-defined markings. There are also some other things in here about attribute rotation and Braille mode, such as structured or line or speech box mode. Those tend to be a little bit more advanced, so we won't talk about them here. But one thing I definitely want to mention is in this dialog box, you can define your own structured mode. The access key to move directly to that box is Alt-E to move to define structured mode. There's also a new item here called panning mode, which is currently set to best fit, but you could set that to fixed increments. There are quite a few new changes in the Braille options for JAWS 4.0, so I encourage you to come into this dialog box and explore some of these changes. And again, remember to press Insert F1 whenever you need help. I'm going to press Escape now to escape out of this dialog.
Escape, JPAD, JCF, tap.
And Control. Now press Alt-S one more time.
Alt-S, menu active, set options, you.
And Control. Next I want to look at synthesizer options, so I'll press the letter S.
S, leaving menus, synthesizer options, dialog, eloquence for JAWS, punctuation, combo box, most, 3 of 4. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Now, if we were in the default file, there's a choice you would have landed on first called Default Synthesizer. So if you're using a hardware synthesizer and a software synthesizer, or multiple hardware or multiple software synthesizers, you could go in and choose which synthesizer you wanted. The next control beyond that is the punctuation for JAWS, which is currently set to most. I'm going to go ahead and press Escape to get out of here, but this is where you would change your default synthesizer if you needed to.
Escape, JPAD, JCF-JAWS configuration.
And Control for silence, and Alt-S to open up the Set Options menu yet again.
Alt-S, menu active.
This time I'm looking for HTML options, so I'll press H.
H, leaving menus, HTML options, dialog, skip past repeated text on new pages, checkbox checked, to clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt-S.
This is a place where you should come and explore, especially if you're interested in reading web pages with JAWS. There's quite a bit of information in here. Most of it I tend to leave alone. We have it set to read a line per page as 24, and maximum line length of 150, text block length of 25, and so on. So I encourage you to come through and explore this particular dialog box, especially if you go out on the web and do surfing. Again, most of these items I tend to leave as they are, but it's good to know that they're here. So I'll press Escape.
Escape, JPAD.
And Alt-S for set options.
Alt-S, menu active.
And of course I'm pressing Control as I go through all this stuff. The next one down below HTML is custom highlight options, which I'm not going to discuss on these tapes, and then advanced options. Let's go ahead and look at the advanced options by pressing the letter A.
A, leaving menus, advanced options, dialog, sleep mode enable, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar.
This is a place where you would come if you had another speech-enabled product that was running and you did not want JAWS to conflict with it. You would go to that other program, pull up your configuration manager, come into here under advanced options, and check the sleep mode enable checkbox just for that application. For example, now we're in HJPAD, so if I checked this checkbox, whenever I went to HJPAD, JAWS would go to sleep and not speak. This is how we've done this with OpenBook and, for example, other programs like Kurzweil. For those programs, we've created a JCF file that puts JAWS to sleep. In other words, the Enable Sleep Mode checkbox is checked. There are other items in this dialog box, so feel free to explore it, but that's the primary one I wanted to point out. So I'll press Escape.
Escape, HJPAD JCF-JAWS Configuration Manager.
Just to the right of said options, if I press Alt, I'll land on the word File.
Menu bar, File. To navigate, press left or right arrow, Alt F.
And then right arrow gets me to Set Options.
Set Options, Alt S.
One more right arrow.
Reset Options, Alt R.
Now let's take a look at this by opening it up with a down arrow.
Menu active, reset to factory settings. To move through items, press up or down arrow, F.
So you have a choice to reset options to factory settings, should something get messed up. And this will change as you view different programs. In HJPAD, this is the only choice I have, but in the default JCF, I believe there's at least one other choice. So again, I encourage you to explore your menus, and this wraps up the session on the various JAWS managers.